Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
On J. Will, Zubin, ESPN Radio. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. And the guys promised me they're going to take care of me today.
We'll be easy on you today.
No, you good, man. Don't even worry about it. Let's roll.
I mean, I don't even like the attitude out of the gate. I was hoping you were going to come at me from day one.
But
all right, we'll do it this way. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Of course, guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So let's get right into Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because the news broke yesterday, fellas, in the NFL. While we're talking a lot of NCAA March Madness brackets, we've got plenty of that to get to, certainly on this show.
Grammys last night, too.
No doubt about that.
Grammys went off last night?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Keith.
No,
I'm watching it. Not at all.
You didn't watch the Grammys? You didn't see the Beyonce, Jay-Z? No? Okay. All
right. But I was watching, y'all would laugh.
ID Network?
No, I actually, no. I actually found something on Hulu. It was marrying money. So they found couples that
speaking of Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Well, yeah, they found two couples that was chasing, you know, it was a guy chasing a girl chasing a guy, and it was money, and it was all that sort of stuff. A couple couples got married, a couple didn't because of family and friends, but some of the people were rich. It was one dude, though. It was a cat from Palm Springs. He was supposed to be a rapper or whatever.
He's from Palm Springs, supposed to be a rapper. Okay, that kind of sets the tone
so,
right there.
He was supposed to be a rapper. So he went to this little, like, concert thing for New Year's Eve he did for somebody. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting back there. You know, I'm watching the whole thing the whole way. I'm like, concert, New Year's Eve at a ballroom? And, you know, they up there fake dancing and music, and he rapping and sweating, and the girls talking about how great he is. And they talking about all the money he got. Then he went and got in like a C-Class Mercedes. Wait, though, that's not the key.
How dare you?
The key is.
How dare you get in the C-Class?
Though. No, but wait, though. It was like a. Man, come on, man. That's the size of a Prius. Now, I'm watching the show the whole time.
C-Classes are actually pretty nice.
It's the small, little bitty one. It's the small one, the size of a Prius. This dude's supposed to be like a millionaire kind of cat. Wait, though.
No.
The cat,
what you're saying is it's the starter kit. It's the Mercedes
it's
starter,
the starter
kit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right?
That's a better way of saying it.
That's probably how you're going to put it.
I just said C-Class small. Come on, Jake. You ain't buying no damn C-Class.
No, okay.
And you got chips, but you ain't buying no C-Class. But anyway, before we move on, so they go to get the ring. He goes to get the ring, but he didn't realize the lady at the jewelry store was going to ask her to see a bracelet that he bought her because it was too big. She was going to fix it. So the lady took the bracelet off. It was like, oh, let me look. It looked
uh-oh,
at it.
Uh-oh, it's not real.
It's not real.
It's not real.
You big zirconia?
It was ZZ. Dude was
Zubin
standing
Zirconium.
Look, he was sitting there going like this. The girl was looking. She was like,
oh, no.
That's his fault. You don't bring her to a place. Mm. To evaluate
first of
your
all,
jewelry, you don't do
why
that.
Why are you buying her something fake to tell her it was real? And to make her think you had all this money.
Well, Shaq rocks a lot of fake jewelry sometimes, and people think it's real. But
the fact that he gave it to his fiance to make her believe that he had all this money, mm-hmm. It was crazy, though.
See, Bart, this is how easily we get sidetracked.
I don't mind this.
I don't mind this at all.
I mean, I'm used to this. You guys now see, this is what I needed because now I feel home. Normally, I host with Bart Scott, and as you guys know,
I know.
We go off the rails
him.
A lot.
I wasn't going to correct him. I'm going to leave him alone.
I'll correct myself because I called you Bart, and your name is Alan. That's
do you think
me.
The name of the show is Bart Hahn?
Isn't it Bart and Hahn? This isn't Bart and
no.
Hahn? Because it certainly feels like Bart and Hahn.
No, it's fine.
Although it's a little bit early for Bart and Hahn, I got to be honest with you.
I need some more coffee.
But then there was another one before we move on.
Oh, jeez.
A dude in Dallas was 62 years old.
Uh-oh.
Now, do the math and plop, plop. His girlfriend had just turned 21, but that's a whole nother story off air. Go ahead with our show, please.
That sounds like the juicy one.
How about I'll do this? Speaking of old people,
great transition to Drew Brees.
Drew Brees calls it a career after 20 years, and he did so announcing it using his children on Instagram. Take a listen.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad is finally going to retire.
So he can spend more time with us.
We're all dads. Is that exciting to think about?
No, that's cool.
Being home with your kids.
Look, it's great, man. It's about time, right? And when you are a kid, I mean, I could spend time with my kids now, retired and things of that nature. But I wish when I was playing, I had my kids were that age, and I didn't get a chance to really fully enjoy their youth. The way that I wanted to. I got them, obviously, as they got older in terms of junior high. I wasn't around every day. Because it was almost like I wake up in the morning, first thing I do is I'm gone because I'm on my way to the facility, Jay, at 6 a.m. in the morning. When I get back from the facility, they're asleep. So it's kind of like, you know, so I know Drew Brees and his family and the kids are extremely happy. It's about time. He announced yesterday that he was going to retire because he had something else better to do, which is go be with his family as well as join NBC and work in television and now have an opinion.
That money
based
must
on
be good.
What everybody else says. What you
that,
say?
That money must be good.
You know me, man.
You're not getting into people's bags. I know.
Can't count
I'm just
money.
Calling it for where it is. Though.
Of course.
But I mean, it takes a legitimate money to walk away from the opportunity to potentially
win a
Super Bowl.
Well, that's my question for both of you guys is that, all right, you got the ring, obviously. He's had a tremendous run. He'll be in Canton. There's no doubt about that. I mean, 15 years with the Saints.
Ballot.
You know, the tweet that the Saints put out, I thought was terrific. Came to us at our lowest point, took us to our highest point.
Man,
you know,
it reminds me
franchise.
Of Miami every time that happens. I'm like Nick Saban. Just make the – Don't you trade it for Dante Culpepper? Like
at the time.
How about the draft that the Chargers had when they drafted Brees and then LT?
Yeah, that was
like
a good
first
that
and
was
second a, round. That's a hell of
man.
A first two
they
rounds,
did,
right?
They did a really
but for,
good job.
But for Brees, like this was time, right? Was it time, or did you feel like, you know, you wanted to see a little more out of him? Did he have anything left in the tank?
I'm happy for Drew. I am because look, this pandemic, spending time with my daughter has been amazing. I can't imagine what it's like to have your kids and now wake up every morning to be with them, and that's the most fulfilling thing in life. But there's also part of me, like, I didn't want to see Drew Brees go out this way. Like, it's as a fan, it was maybe more so the history, right? Mm-hmm. The PI call, all the things that have happened against the Saints. And this image, maybe just because I'm competitive, and I know Drew Brees is extremely competitive. I'm not saying he's not. But this whole image of Drew Brees on the field with Tom Brady after they just lost to the Bucks, and Tom Brady's throwing to his kids, and everybody's like, that's just me. I know it may not be other people.
I'm
like,
oh,
look, this is so great. What a way to – I'm like, no, Drew.
Yeah.
Don't go out like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see you go out. Like, they are primed to win a Super Bowl, and I just wonder if he didn't have that rib injury, would it have been different for them? And now I feel like I'm going to wonder more so what if for a lot of things for Drew Brees than – claiming that he got a Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
I do.
He did get a Super Bowl ring, but there's a lot more what ifs to that story for me.
Well, there's a lot, Alan, that's there, right? They've lost several years in a row in the playoffs. Did New Orleans won the first Super Bowl, but did the New Orleans Saints get as much out of Drew Brees as possible?
It's almost
did
like Kentucky
up,
basketball.
Did they
to,
come up
to the
short
key?
One too many times? And when you say, you know, if he should have walked away, it's almost like I look at Drew Brees as a progress stopper. What I mean by that is there's people behind you that it's their time. Mm-hmm. It's Jameis Winston's time. The New Orleans Saints may be a better football team. They got to follow me here closely. They may be a better football team with Jameis Winston quarterbacking them moving forward than an aging guy like Drew Brees. You understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I don't know how many people right now are staring at the radio or the television.
I get it.
Because
I get it. I
one guy
get it.
Is proven.
I get it.
And had, before it. The rib injury, had this offense.
I get it.
Humming.
But he's been often hurt.
Yes.
The rib injury. Well, he didn't really have the offense humming prior to the injury. He was kind of clunking along. I mean, you can go back to the Raider game. He was missing Michael Thomas in that game. He kind of, like, didn't play as well as he should have.
But didn't they get the – I thought they would – I know early on that was the case, especially early against Tampa, but didn't they – it was just before
was
the injury
kinda,
when they really started getting it going.
Well, they kind of was a playoff-type team that was there. But I think when you look at it, there's a guy that I think at Jameis Winston that they like a lot, and they feel like he could potentially be the future at quarterback. How much longer does he have to wait behind Drew Brees? What if Drew Brees comes back and he's not the same? Now you're kind of slowing the growth down of Jameis Winston. And I know 30 interceptions, a number of fumbles, crab cakes, all this sort of stuff that people
LASIK.
Think about.
That's also with no risk it, no biscuit. We know that. All right, that's Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. With that in mind, of course, as you hear Key mention, that you have Jameis Winston now as part of the future. You have some other options as well. So where – certainly do the Saints go from here. We'll discuss that coming up next. But, Jay, You got something for me, or does Key have something for
Key.
Me?
Yeah,
I'm already
Key's
off.
On this
see, I'm
no,
already off
it was going to happen. Remember, he told you in pre-production.
Yeah, but that's not his fault. That's my fault because I just looked down.
That's all right.
And I see Jay, and Jay made eye contact. Like, I got
time.
You.
It's our guy, Evan.
So we'll I made. See, our... see, Jay's the guy
this
that
one
was
is not
open,
my fault.
Saying he's open, putting his hand up, and I threw the pass, and it got picked off.
So here you go. We'll get to that after Key has this from Goodyear.
Take it.
Goodyear knows when the season starts heating up. So do the possibilities. Playoff hopefuls are beginning to emerge and contenders are solidifying their position. From here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum, Jay. You know that. To build up the momentum, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
Breaking news right now. ESPN's Adam Schefter is reporting. Drew Brees is announcing his retirement.
Drew Brees has been amazing for the New Orleans Saints. He's been an amazing ambassador for this game. He owes the game nothing.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Alan Hahn in for Zubin today with the fellas. And we're talking about Drew Brees as he announces his retirement 15 years to the day to when he signed with New Orleans, with the Saints, making that a complete anniversary. And if you're half German like me, you like how like perfection that is. It's just a start and finish.
Succinct.
There's something about that, just look having that type of synchronicity. But with that in mind, though, as we were talking about, okay, so he moves on. And Key, you just right away, you're like, well, they have Jameis Winston. That's the natural fit. That's the guy. They do give Taysom Hill an extension, although just look at Key's face and you'll see what we're talking about. 140 mil, but.
Wow!
Yeah, I know.
140 million big ones.
Voidable.
But, as Meanwhile, Jeffy says in his tweet, all years are voidable. Just an idea that they just wanted to clear up some cap spaces. Now they've got to make some moves. But you guys had Sean Payton on earlier this year, February 3rd, and he talked about Jameis Winston and how they feel about him in their program. Take a listen to this.
Jameis Winston, we know. We had a year with him. He was fantastic as a leader. Man, he's got tremendous arm talent. He's a young prospect that we like a lot.
A young prospect that we like a lot. That sounds so generic.
Well, no, it, you know what it is? It's evaluating, as I try to tell these guys all the time, it's evaluating Jameis Winston up against the class. Not only the class of free agents that potentially can come out, that they can sign, also young guys that are in college. So you look at that as a mindset of Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, the general manager there, and the first thing you say is he's a prospect, okay? I understand these guys are younger in the draft, and I understand there's some veteran free agents that's out there, but he may be better than all of them. We've had an opportunity now as a staff to see what he is in practice, to see him in somewhat, I call it mop-up duty in replace of Drew Brees when the injury took place, and we like what we see. It's not going to cost us a lot. If we decide that he's the guy moving forward, we can get him signed on a look-see type deal. Let's see what it is. Opposed to Taysom Hill, which we kind of know, yeah, we can get away with him, but we may not be able to get away with him long-term in the National Football League. And Jameis Winston also has an opportunity to get a feel for what New Orleans' program is like. Different than Tampa Bay. Different than Bruce Arians. If you watch, as I told you, Jay, if you just watch some of the clips of Jameis, whether it's in practice, whether it's the game that he came in when Drew was out, and you just watch his mechanics, he looks a lot different to me in my eyes than he did in Tampa Bay in terms of his back foot hitting, ripping the ball, being able to slide into the pocket. He just feels comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I think they really like him.
I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Jameis Winston because the Saints are built to win it.
Yeah.
So, yes, you've had time off, but now you're coming back into the Lions' den, and how will you answer the bell? That's going to be really – that's a lot of pressure on your shoulders. Exactly.
Those are big shoes to fill.
Huge shoes to fill.
The guy is a legend there, and you're stepping in, and we are still in winning time, and if you're the reason we don't win, that's a lot of pressure
on you. And, Alan, I'll tell you this. Like, I don't care what anybody says. You know a lot of Saints fans are still talking to me. Look what the mayor said. Hey, Sierra.
Yeah.
Hey, Russell. Like, we could be available for you, too. So yes. I'm not saying they have room to actually get that done, Key, but that just puts all this extra pressure on Jameis, kind of leading into a team that is turnkey, ready to win the Super Bowl.
The mayor said what she said. There's no question about it. But she also doesn't understand or doesn't have any intimate knowledge, so to speak, about what the New Orleans Saints were thinking about at quarterback.
I hear
so
what you're saying.
She's talking from a fan's perspective, which is we don't have a quarterback. Hey, who's available? Opposed to really knowing that they like Jameis Winston. But what I would say about the pressure in New Orleans is a black city. They will embrace him at the quarterback spot. If he was in some other place, pick and choose, replacing a legend like that, it would be a different type of.
Let me think about a reference.
I'm serious. I'm not. Is that Boston?
Like,
no,
I'm just asking. I don't know.
No, I'm not necessarily referring to Boston. We're going to talk about the New England Patriots later on in the show. I'm just talking about when you in a town in a city like that, they're going to wrap their arms around you to bring things forward. That's just the reality of it. And so for him, he's going to have players around him that wants him to succeed, a head coach who wants him to succeed. That's why they signed him. They didn't sign him to be a failure. They signed him to succeed. And you say it's a lot of pressure. Yes, pressure, because they are a team that's built right now. But he doesn't have to do everything.
He just needs
to not screw it up. That's all.
Is that all? That's it.
That's a lot, though. Yeah. That's a lot, though. You're first year under center for a while.
But the coach can help you do that.
No, I'm not saying
that. Not dropping you back 50 times a game. Not giving you hard throws that you can't make.
Downfield.
You do the things that particular player can do, and you do it well. That's what you do.
It is definitely something to watch because, obviously, with an offseason like this, with all the quarterbacks that – we thought would be available that already have moved around.
How many was the number?
It was 18. It was about 18. And there could be more. And obviously that's a big part of this conversation. We've been kind of waiting to see what was going to happen with Drew Brees. Now that he is out of the mix, the Saints now are one of those teams that you want to see. What are they going to do? Because if Russell Wilson is available, you might like Jameis Winston. You would love to have Russell Wilson.
They're not getting Russell Wilson. They don't have the money, nor do they have the draft picks that it would take to acquire Russell Wilson. Just they don't have. I would love it, right? You would be like, oh my God, they're getting ready to do this, but they don't have it.
But see, regardless,
and it's within the conference.
Regardless of the reality, though, like we don't live in a reality driven world. We live in a world that is very presumptive, right? Just the thought that hey, okay. Legendary first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback retires, Drew Brees, right? A team that is turnkey, ready to win it right now. A guy who has a troubled history, has talent, right? But now you're wondering, was it Bruce Arians? Was it more so Jameis Winston? And just the looming thought of, hey, as a fan, we could have Russell Wilson. That's a lot of weight on the shoulders of Jameis Winston. That's all.
And again, you want a rational thought? I'm a Jets fan, and I still think they have a shot at Deshaun Watson. Like that's just how we are, certainly as fans. All right, but coming up, speaking of fans, I'm also a big fan of Patrick Ewing and what happened for him this weekend at Madison Square Garden. Him winning a championship at the Garden was something I thought I'd never get to see in my lifetime, and he did it.
He was allowed in the garden? Was he allowed in the garden?
Well, once they let him in.
Oh, okay.
Then, of course, it all worked out from there. But now I'm going to toss it to Jay. Now Jay's going to make the play for me.
Gotcha. It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it, right? So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, do yourself a favor. Just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. How cheap is that? Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract in America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
We are going to have a tournament. Dance spot. I'm going to get the dance, baby. Are you kidding me?
Four number one seeds are Gonzaga, Baylor, Illinois, and Michigan.
We got a tournament. Let's do it, baby. Let's do it.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Alan Hunt in for Zubin, KJZ. And you can play against Key, J, and Z in ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up at ESPN.com/bracket or download the Tournament Challenge app and search KJZ. Or you know what else you can do if you really want to win? You can go to Bart and Hunt and challenge us. Bart's probably already checked out on this.
Is that some cross-promotional stuff?
I was about to say, that's what I was going to say, man.
You mind? We're on it.
What show are you committed to?
Yeah, man, you one show at a time.
If you don't mind, you know, I do have a loyalty at noon. I am double-dipping today. I do get paid for both,
I was about to ask you that.
No,
I was
going
to get in your personal space.
Day rate.
And ask you.
Bring it. I'm an open book, boy.
I was going to ask you. I said, man, I know you're not working for free.
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
You should probably ask that before you decided to do double days.
I just assumed.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, you know what they say about assuming.
It's that little in that corner of that contract right there, that thing
fine
that
print.
You didn't see.
That's on my agent.
All programming.
That's on my agent.
28 hours in a 24-hour
day.
One day
agent looking for a new agent. If that's the case, we will have to discuss. But meanwhile, let's discuss, again, March Madness selection Sunday yesterday. Jay, you were saying, like, I mean, look, good news, we have a tournament. Yeah. I know it's in a bubble, but it's better than last year when we had nothing. They had the brackets all put out there, and you feel like it was missing a little something?
I told Key, look, I was the person I sat in front of my screen yesterday. I was dying to get off the call with you guys because, you know, we end up kicking it on the calls longer than the 30 minutes always.
Which I like.
And I'm like, hey, I want to watch the bracket because I want to fill out my bracket. And I watched the whole thing. I'm really excited that we had a tournament. But it just felt a little bit anticlimactic for me. I don't know. Just, you know, typically when you go and you see teams that made it, they're in a gym packed with all their fans and everybody's celebrating. You got the mascot. You got a lot of different things going on. True. It felt a little stale. It felt a little bit anticlimactic. And even when the brackets came out, I was like, oh, the West, the East, the South. And it just kept saying Indianapolis. And I was like, March Madness, can we not get creative? Like, can we name the region something different? Maybe, you know, for John Wooden, maybe for John Thompson, yeah. Maybe for somebody, something different to kind of put a twist on it. And I know they have a lot on their plate other than just the marketing collateral around the tournament, but it still felt weird to me.
No, because I agree with you, and I feel like you're right. How much time did you have to prepare for this? We've known they were going in the bubble for months.
A while, yeah.
And you're going to tell me that now we're going to think, oh, why didn't we just get sponsors for each of these regionals? Why are we just calling them East, West, and Midwest and all that stuff?
Maybe,
right?
Maybe they tried and the numbers just didn't work to the point where it made sense and they just kept it.
Do you want to offend anybody? Like if you're going to start naming them after coaches, now you're going to offend some players, like old people?
No way. We didn't have March Madness last year.
Yes.
Do you know how much brands would love to be a part of this because of the amount of people that are going to be at home watching this?
But like, doesn't that open – See, I get that. But doesn't that also open you up for a little more criticism? What do we always say about
it's already
NCAA?
Happening, though, Alan.
Yeah, they're taking money off these kids.
Michigan State Spartans sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah, they already
it's already happening.
Money. They're already getting that money, so why not get it? But I'm just saying, sometimes in these situations, as you know, Jay, the numbers, you know how it is in negotiations. It's like, okay, we're trying to get this number. This is what it's worth to us, and they can't get that number. So ultimately, in the end, they're like, well, it's better we don't give it up. We may do something else. And then I don't know, maybe – throughout the course of the tournament, they hit the switch and they do something different. I guess for me, it's just like it's in Indy. Maybe they're doing that to remind everyone it's in Indy. Or maybe there's a deal in place with the city of Indy to be able to say you have to do it this way. I don't know.
Right.
I'm just curious how they're going to handle all this COVID stuff, too, with teams like UVA, Kansas, that have had instances that now they haven't had any positive COVID tests, but still, how do you manage that?
But the impact.
7 days you have to spend in Indy testing negative. Yeah. Like, it's a lot.
No. There's no question. It's going to affect the way I think I'm going to lay out my bracket. I might wait a little while because, look, and if I'm in Vegas, I'm also thinking the same thing. Like, hang on a second. So if a team has an outbreak and they can't come, they have to leave the tournament, somebody else takes that spot.
Yes.
So you could have, like, one of the first four that are waiting.
Be the number one seed.
That's insane. So, I mean, how are you really putting a bracket together? But when it comes to, like, the names of the brackets, since we don't really know and we aren't coming up with anything brilliant here, let's see what the listeners think. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you got some good ideas of what you would name the brackets, what you would want to name the brackets, that's something that I'd be interested in because, you know, we do have some creative people out there. Meanwhile, can I talk about my guy?
Yes.
Patrick Ewing.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what he went through on Friday as he's walking into the garden and he gets stopped and asked for a credential. Which
come here, son.
He just points
come
up.
Come over here, little fella.
Yeah, little fella.
You want my credential? It's right there. It's 3-3. That's my number.
Like you know it's a little security guard, too.
But like I said the other day, Alan, it is a basketball arena. He's really tall. There's basketball games taking place in this arena. Mm. I would just think.
You think do the math?
He may belong in this arena right now. Whether he's in the Raptors or not, he's really tall.
You know, it's a little guy with a Napoleon complex. You know it. You know it. Like, excuse me, big man.
I'll tell you what.
Big man.
I work. I
you don't have to point towards me. I was already referring to myself, kid.
Said
the hand
Jay
gesture said
would,
it all.
I will. No. Full disclosure, I work for MSG Networks. So I do Nick games pre and post, so I'm at the Garden all the time. I know a lot of those security guards. I was there on Saturday. And a lot of them were embarrassed, and they were kind of even teasing each other. Hey, you know who Patrick Ewing is? I'm not the guy that stopped them. Like, so they were embarrassed by that whole thing. It's just clearly someone that doesn't follow basketball. Like, you don't have to hire. Everybody you hire isn't going to be a basketball fan.
But he's 7 feet damn tall. Man, he got to be. He's not there to rob the popcorn.
I have protocols to follow, and if he doesn't have a credential, he's not allowed in.
He's 7 feet. The dude is a giant. Even if he walks bad, with bad knees, he played basketball. He's 7 feet tall and in an arena.
He also played for Georgetown.
Yes, he did.
Won a Big East title. Oh. And now as a head coach, he wins a Big East title. And the significance of it is that he wins it 49 years to the day after John Thompson was hired by Georgetown. Patrick Ewing talked about that with Scott Van Pelt.
49 years ago yesterday, that was the day that Georgetown University hired Coach Thompson. And it's just ironic that that's the night that we won it. And, you know, one of the things that he and I always talked about was that how I was not given an opportunity to show my coaching skills in the NBA. And he talked me into coming back here to my alma mater.
Look at the intensity on his face when you see in some of the highlights there.
I love watching Patrick Ewing succeed. I didn't think he was actually going to be able to do this. When he first got the job 3 years ago, I was like, well, you know, how's an NBA coach going to transition lifestyle, get into the trenches, recruit? And look, winning the Big East tournament has extended the runway for him in a massive way.
Interesting.
Right? Because, I mean, his first year he was 5-13. Next year he bounced back. They were 19-14. But last year in conference, they were 5-13, 15-17. Right? So they were under 500 this year.
You remember transfer out, too.
Exactly.
He lost a couple of guys.
Exactly. So this year, the fact that they finished a little bit, you know, not great in the conference, but they put together a magical run, and then they have a top recruiting class coming in next year.
Yeah, top 10.
Like, this just propels Patrick Ewing into a different state of mind.
These guys are, you know, you say to yourself, like Jay just said, they didn't register that he would try to have some mild, he would have some mild success in Georgetown. But when you think about not only him and Juwan Howard, these are two guys that are NBA lifers, whether it's playing or coaching. But they've been able to see young guys come from college and make the transformation to the NBA. So there's always a natural thought that goes through the minds of people. How can they make that jump because they've been in the NBA? But when you got young guys that you drafted, you in training camp with, you see them and you get an understanding. Basketball is so much different than football when coaches go from one level to the next. He's got to also be around AAU circuits. He sees all of those sort of things, how people react and how to push the buttons of young individuals to succeed and how successful they want to be. They were successful in college. They had coaches that led them. John Thompson recruited him. He saw Mutombo. He saw Alonzo Mourning, Iverson. He saw all those things. So you can take a little bit from John Thompson and imply that in your brain to the next level. Now all of a sudden you are the guy who's coaching. You take those same principles and you bring them forward in the modern day. And these kids that are playing basketball right now, you can resonate with them. He's not he's not oblivious to what's going on in the world.
But you say that, right? And there's also a style of coaching, and I know, Jay, with your connection to college basketball, I'm curious what you think about this, because there's this sense now in all of sports where there's this generation now of athletes that don't want the John Thompson kind of coaching where he's tough on you, where he's going to be in your face, where he might – like, you remember, there was a great a mic'd up moment in the huddle where one of Patrick's players early in his first couple of years coaching took, like, some kind of step-back shot. It was a bad shot. And in the huddle, they have him mic'd up, and he's like – you practice that shot? Did you ever take that shot? Just completely embarrasses the kid.
It
in
was
the
great, though. That's
now,
real.
Now, you know, Connor.
I bet you in the end, he probably put his arms around him when they walked in the tunnel. We might not saw it.
Right. We didn't see that. Yeah. But that moment went viral, and everybody, of course, now looks at the kid he's yelling at. But Ian O'Connor had a great quote from Pat Riley, who coached Patrick Ewing with the Knicks, obviously. And he said, if I was a high school player and I was really good, I'd want to go with somebody who was not going to kiss my butt, he used another word, who coached the hell out of me and made me better. I guarantee I'd want to play for Patrick Ewing. Is his style, can you still coach that way?
Yes.
I'll tell you this, as the father of a teenage athlete, I say it's parents more than it is the kids. I think kids would respond if they weren't always told it's the coach's fault.
Mm.
Do you think the way Patrick coaches young players, that his style, now that he's had some success, he's shown, I brought Georgetown back, that he will start attracting the top players because they're like, I want to play for a coach like that who will get in my face and get the best out of me.
Well, you not only coach the players, you have to coach the parents too now.
Oh, yeah.
You know this about being a college coach.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks, oh, it's only what you do on the floor and what kind of skills you put the kids through. No, you're coaching the parents on how to be supportive and how to allow you the leeway to actually coach your son and understand, or your daughter, that I have to push certain buttons to see how they respond, to constantly mold them like wet clay. I'll also say this. Key, you talked about this one time. You're giving an example of being on the field and you do the box around your face, joking around like, you know my face, right, to a degree.
Oh, well, it's pretty, but yes.
Think about this for guys like got Patrick Ewing or Juwan Howard. When they walk into a room,
it's different.
You know who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know who they are.
That's right.
You've seen them. Juwan Howard?
Even if you don't, you can Google him.
Yeah. Oh, he coached with Eric Spoelstra. He coached with LeBron James and D. Wade and Chris Bosh. Oh, Patrick Ewing? Oh, he's been in the league for that long with the Knicks. Oh, he's with the Orlando for a long time. Georgetown legend, Alonzo Mourning, AI.
Yeah, he's got connections in the league. Right.
So when you're around guys like that, they can command that presence because they've been through the gauntlet before. You know what to expect. I think it's different for guys like that.
All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin brought to you by Mako. Get a refresh with your refund during Mako's tax season event for expert paint and collision repair. Use their contactless services. It's as easy as book, quote, fix. Uh-oh, better get Mako. Visit Mako.com today to schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
Cannon.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN, NFL office, front office insider. Joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline as we get back into the NFL. Mike, thanks for joining us bright and early here in the morning. And I guess the easy thing to start off with you is reaction to Drew Brees announcing his retirement.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I think it's a cautionary tale that ultimately, the quarterback position is that of a developmental position. If we go back to the beginning of his career, he was a bust in San Diego. Too short, too small, wasn't fast enough. He goes to the Saints. He's an all-time great. As someone who's lived in New Orleans for two different times in my life, he's transformed the city. Great person off the field, great player on the field. And I think it's just a sober reminder that sometimes it just doesn't happen overnight. And
Mike, Drew Brees was a bust?
Drew Brees was a guy that they drafted Philip Rivers in San Diego because they thought he couldn't take him to where they want to go, and they let him go. And he went to Miami on a free agent visit. He failed the physical because he thought that he had a bad shoulder, and the rest is history. And it's a cautionary tale that if the Chargers had stayed with him, Jay Will, maybe he would have had that same career in San Diego. We'll never know. But I think it's just a great reminder for us that maybe they didn't have to draft Philip Rivers. Maybe they didn't have to move on from him, and look what happened to his career.
Well, maybe the Jets should stick with Sam Darnold and not have that same issue. Who you think will be the New Orleans Saints quarterback moving forward?
Key, one of these days we're going to get some objective analysis out of you. Does Sam Darnold and the USC thing have anything to do? I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey,
I love Jameis Winston. Yeah, I understand. I've heard it from you for a long time. But Jameis Winston to me, and I'm not saying he's going to be Drew Brees. I'm not saying he's going to the Hall of Fame. But I love, you know, we're talking about this redemptive story with Drew Brees. Why can't Jameis Winston be some different version of it? He has 70 starts. He's 27. He's high character. He invested a year in learning from Sean Payton and Drew Brees, for that matter. And I'm excited to see, hopefully, that deal gets done, because I really want to see from a football standpoint how he could do being coached by Sean in New Orleans. And to me, that's a deal. You know, sometimes it's really a marriage of convenience. I really think Jameis going to the Saints is a marriage of necessity, really, for both sides. The Saints need a quarterback of their future. Jameis wants a chance to start. And if I was representing Jameis, and even if Chicago offered more money, I would get the best deal I could in New Orleans, because that could be the foundation for the next, you know, part of your career.
Mike, let me ask you this. Explain to me and to us the restructuring of Taysom Hill's deal, because all of a sudden I'm seeing these voidable deals and contracts that I guess are freeing up salary cap space for a number of players around the league, and I hadn't seen this in the past.
Yeah, Key, and look, someone that's dealt with this for over 20 years, when you see these things come out on social media on Sunday, like even for me, I'm like, what is going on? But basically what they did is they took his salary for this year, which I think was roughly around like $10 or $11 million, and they just added extra years so they could divide that money over the life of that new number of years, so call it 5 years. That lowers the cap charge this year, and then those other 4 years are going to go away. They're going to void at the end of the 2021 season, and then they're just shifting that cap charge to 2022 and basically just kicking the can down the road from a cap standpoint. And to be fair to the Saints, you know, we're talking about the cap went down $15 million, but really it's about $25 million because most teams budget at least a $10 million increase. So we're going to see a lot of teams do that over the next couple of days because of the unusual dynamic of the pandemic and the cap going down.
Mike, let's transition to the Packers. What do you think about them actually keeping Aaron Jones at 4-year, $48 million contract?
You know, Jay, well, we got to give them credit. I've been critical of them in the past that, look, they were in the Final Four last year with a great Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. But now we can look at it. They've been able to keep Davante Adams, Bakhtiari, a very talented left tackle. Unfortunately, he did get hurt. And now Aaron Jones. And I think the key about Aaron Jones to me is he's really dynamic as a pass receiver. 47 catches. And now they have Dylan from Boston College, a second-round pick from last year who's kind of a bigger, thicker between-the-tackles running back. I think him and Aaron Jones moving forward is a great 1-2 punch. And unlike guys like Todd Gurley, David Johnson, Devontae Freeman, running back contracts that didn't work out, I think because Aaron Jones is elusive out of the backfield, and again, because he's a great pass receiver, I think he has a chance of seeing the end of this contract.
See, and I thought you had another question to come up with. Sorry, Mike. Talking with Mike Tannenbaum on the Goodyear Hotline. So Mike, let's if I'm looking at the landscape now of quarterbacks in the NFL, the names that continue to come up obviously are the biggest ones. Russell Wilson had the Saints on his list. Is that even in your mind a possibility, if not this year, maybe in the near future, if they're not happy obviously with Jameis?
Yeah, and I think Russell Wilson, what's interesting to me is this story continues to have legs, so I don't think if he's going to leave Seattle, I think it's more a question of when. I think it'd be hard to do this year because Seattle would be stuck with a $39 million cap charge. So a couple of weeks ago, we'd say that was crazy in terms of we could look at Goff and Wentz and the dead money that both the Rams and the Eagles have. But I would say that in a year from now, the Saints could make a ton of sense because we'll see how it goes with Jameis Winston. But if Russell Wilson was traded to be, it all lines up with Chicago. Chicago is desperate. They would literally give Seattle whatever they wanted. He thrived when he was at the University of Wisconsin, knows that part of the country. And if I'm Russell Wilson, I want to be coached by an offensive guy in Matt Nagy. I've been with Pete Carroll my whole career. So if something happened this year, to me, the one team that makes all the sense in the world are the Bears.
Mike, before we let you go, the New England Patriots obviously made some news by bringing, I would say, a polarizing person back in Cam Newton, even though I don't feel that way. Where do they go from here with filling out the rest of their roster, in particular at the quarterback spot?
Yeah, I was wrong. Last year, I loved the signing. I thought Cam was perfect for New England a year ago. He just looked like somebody that was still struggling coming off of surgery. And sometimes, Key, like we've seen in our careers, that it just takes another year. And hopefully with another year in the system, another year to heal, that maybe he'll get back to where we all thought he was going to be. And he's a guy that, again, at one point was the league MVP, but I like the structure of this contract for really both sides. And it doesn't preclude New England from drafting somebody in the first round. And maybe we're going to see a little bit of what we saw a couple of years ago in Kansas City, where you have Alex Smith, the veteran placeholder, ironically former first-round pick. Then Patrick Mahomes is drafted, and obviously the rest is history. So just because he signed on this one-year deal, I still think New England could draft a quarterback as early as the first round.
Mike, appreciate you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Mike.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Again, the NFL conversation continues as we get to Thursday, and you will have a lot more talk when free agency begins, the new league year begins, and more quarterback movement perhaps happens as well. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. More on Drew Brees, more on Dak Prescott, and all the quarterback talk coming up next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.